This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. I'm your captain. He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire. We will not falter, and we will not fail.
Ride, Captain,
good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, and I am broadcasting from our Moss Nissan studio here at our flagship Salem Media Group stations in Tampa, Florida. We are a nationally syndicated show heard on the GCN Live Radio Network via the Westwood One XDS satellite, and we're also heard around the world broadcasting where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas to us right now. Thank you for your service to America and to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, and our 911 dispatchers, too. Thank you for what you do keeping America free and safe. And for all those who work the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse workers, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, security workers, and those construction workers, too, thank you for what you do. Don't forget to go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website and click on the USCCA logo there to register for the free gun a day giveaway and find out about what a USCCA membership can do for you. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, the president said yesterday that he's planning changes, including a possible pathway to U.S. citizenship to foreigners who currently hold H-1B visas issued temporarily to highly educated immigrants who work in specific occupations such as technology or medicine. Good idea, bad idea?
Well, I'm not happy with it. They get to, I guess because it finesses those that have been waiting years. You
right.
know, these people came in here on a work visa, with specialty to it. No promise of citizenship.
Right.
No. I mean, he may just be throwing out a carrot, I don't know, to try and get Nancy and Chuck back to the table with, you know, something that they have to offer. They've offered nothing, and that's the hell of all of this. They've offered nothing now.
Okay. Now, I've got a question from Christy, and I'm not sure where Christy is, but Christy's asking, I think I heard somewhere, maybe the Hugh Hewitt show, that the Attorney General designate Barr can't be Attorney General because of a conflict of interest. Barr's firm once worked for Trump.
I have not heard that, Christy. I don't think that that's, even if there's something that's remotely true, I would say because we have the majority in the Senate, which is where the confirmation vote comes from, he's going to get through anyway.
She's also asked if it takes 2 months per migrant to be interviewed at the border for asylum, then where have all the migrants disappeared to? No pictures lately, since according to the figures, shouldn't we be interviewing them for at least another 6 or 9 months?
Yeah, well, the ones in the caravan never made it to the United States, so they're still in Mexico. And we still do have these detention facilities. We're in a backlog on some of these interviews too, just due to volume. So I think some of these government facilities have not provided any media because it never goes well. There's so many conflicting kinds of twists and turns to how the stories get reported that I don't think government's allowing media into any of the detention centers, if there are any in the detention.
All right, and she's got
one. Have claimed asylum.
She's got one final question here. It says, I heard that we're expecting 15,000 more migrants in another caravan. Did those sign up on apps in Honduras, or what's new on that?
Yeah, there's a lot of that still that's going on, so she's exactly right. These organizations continue to reach out. But we're at the point now where, remember, Mexico, even when they come into that southern border of Mexico, not our southern border, but Mexico's border,
right,
they're going to be stopped, if at all possible. If anybody does, in fact, get through, Mexico is detaining them. We've given them the money to detain them. So the next caravan is really more of a threat than it is a reality that it would come across our border.
Yeah, and Christy, you did okay by sending it that way, but there's a message thing there on the Captain's America Third Watch page, and if you see where it says message, you can send a message, and it comes directly to me that way. But we also got it this way, so hope we answered your questions for you, Christy. Thank you very much, and that was good, because people can do that. They can ask that way.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, and here's one. Well, we don't have time to finish this, but I'll just throw this up here. Wayne is saying, I want a wall just like what they have in Israel. Once they built the wall in Israel, the problems with the people coming through here, there, and everywhere were gone.
Pretty much.
But they still throw projectiles over the wall. Is that right, when they're throwing?
Well, yeah, that's the militant Hamas side that's been doing that. That's not to enter. That's to... that's for militancy. That's not, they're not wanting to come into Israel to live. They want to come in to, hurt Israel.
Yeah, which they're doing a pretty good job of.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because every day something happens somewhere along that border. We just don't know who or what or why. And we are getting ready to take a break here. But the thing of it is that... With all the things that are going on in the Middle East and Israel, of course, every day things happen. Sometimes you hear about it, sometimes you don't, but there's stuff going on just everywhere, and I don't think there's a day doesn't go by that somebody in Israel doesn't get shot, stabbed, or blown up.
Yeah, they do get by a few days of that, but... most recently, it's just a Hamas thing in the Palestinians.
Okay, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. And we got more stuff to discuss here, including whether or not the president's legal team and Rudy Giuliani can correct Mueller's final report. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us. What?
This is a special notice to all U.S. taxpayers. If you owe the IRS or state back taxes and cannot afford to pay them back, there's good news. Due to the financial hardship many are facing in today's economy, the IRS has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Qualifying for this program will resolve your tax problem, end all collections, and possibly reduce your back taxes by up to 90%. If you are facing wage garnishments, liens, bank levies, audits, or payroll taxes, it's not too late. Your circumstances may qualify you for this special program, protecting your savings and your assets. If you owe the IRS or state back taxes and cannot afford to pay them back, there's no need to worry anymore. Call the hotline at Victory Tax Solutions to see if you qualify and potentially save thousands. For this free information, call 800-813-1105. 800-813-1105. That's 800-813-1105.
While Jeff Bezos is about to divide a $140 billion fortune with his soon-to-be ex-wife, some people are losing their life savings trying to sell things on Amazon.com. Kim Commando with your Friday Consumer Tech Update, brought to you by SimpliSafe, the most innovative and comprehensive wireless protection for your home. Order yours at SimpliSafeKim.com. The Atlantic wrote about a couple who lost $40,000 trying to hit it big on Amazon Marketplace. All they had to do was pay self-proclaimed experts $4,000 to help them find random popular products made in China. In this case, a plastic wine aerator, which they were told to buy a bunch of and sell on Amazon. These Amazon get-rich-quick schemes are rampant, fall for it, and you'll be faced with unexpected extra fees and then competition from lots of other people trying to do the exact same thing. There's no way to get your money back. These success coaches disappear faster than any privacy you might have left on Facebook. I'm Kim Komando. The world is full of sounds that warn you about danger. Like if you get a little close to a rattlesnake, you'll hear a rattle. But what about in the digital world? If your personal information is in danger, there's no rattling sound to let you know you might be in trouble. Good thing LifeLock has added the power of Norton Security to see more cyber threats. Whether it's potential threats to your identity, like your personal information for sale on the dark web, or threats to your devices like malware or emerging viruses. And if you have a problem, their agents will work to fix it. Of course, no one can stop every cyber threat or prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But LifeLock with Norton can detect a wide range of threats that could sneak up on you. Join now and get an extra 10% off your first year. Just go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK and enter promo code Kim. That's promo code Kim for 10% off. That's LifeLock.com, promo code Kim.
You're an author writing a Christian book, so you may know this cheery little fact. Old-fashioned publishers reject thousands of manuscripts each year. You know your book is fabulous, but hey, if it's not what a publisher needs, all you need is your book in print. You want it on Amazon. You want to spread the word the way you've written it. So do it. Forget old-fashioned publishing. Publish yourself with 21st century Christian publishing at Zulon Press. Fast and affordable, Zulon Press gives you the power to put your Christian book on the market the way you want it. Zulon Press knows your mission because they have the same mission. Publish your book. See it on Amazon. Be a published author with Zulon Press. Learn more with your free guide to Christian publishing. Visit ChristianPublishing.com. Get your book hot off the press. Zulon Press. Find your free publishing guide at ChristianPublishing.com. Zulon Press is a division of Salem Communications, the same great people who bring you this nifty radio station.
Ben.
This is Wayne Allyn-Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Man, thank you very much, Mr. Wayne Allyn-Root. Wayne was on last night in the first hour, and you might want to listen to that because we had a knockdown, drag him up, just typical Wayne Allyn-Root, Captain back and forth. And it was really a lot of fun doing it. I had a lot of questions. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association. Trot on over to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. Click on the USCCA logo that's right there for the opportunity to win a free gun a day giveaway. That's number one. And number two, find out about the becoming a member, because if you were to join the USCCA, you will get $474 worth of free stuff right now. No questions asked. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. We had a question in the first hour from Johanna, and Johanna asked us about the bar confirmation, the Attorney General designate, saying that the wives were buddy-buddy, palsy-wowsy, and they went to Bible study together, and there was some concern there about that, and that...
The cleanup here is that Bob Barr's daughter and Mueller's daughter apparently go to the same church and have Bible study together.
Okay.
And he would still get confirmed. But the question is whether he would have oversight of the Mueller investigation, just like Rosenstein does.
Right.
It probably would have zero conflict of interest on that one. Zero. And one of the bigger reasons is in Washington, D.C., wedding invitations and church groups and, you know, outside charity participation organizations kind of things in Washington, D.C., is extremely common, and if we use that as a premise, then there wouldn't be a lot that ever got done in Washington, D.C., even when it comes to, you know, government contractors and that kind of thing. So I don't think it'll be an issue. I also would say that I believe in my heart of hearts that Mueller's operation is coming to a close. Otherwise, Rosenstein would not have said he's out of here.
Right. Okay. Now, we had a stunt, if you will, that was put on by Jim Acosta down on the border looking for aliens and this, that, and the other and all that sort of stuff. And he kind of made a parody out of it. But it's come back to backfiring because this is a report that came out of San Diego yesterday about what CNN asked the local San Diego affiliate to do. Listen to this.
And as a sign of the times in this debate on the shutdown, CNN asked if KUSI would provide a reporter to offer our local view of the debate, especially to learn if the wall works in San Diego.
KUSI offered our own Dan Plant, who's reported many times that the wall is not an issue here. In fact, most officials believe it is effective. The issue we face is the migrants and the debate over their treatments.
Now, knowing this, CNN declined to have us on their programs, which often present the wall as not required in other places, like the stretch of the Texas border the president visited earlier today. They didn't like what they heard from us.
It's just some background for you.
Isn't that something?
Well, and then CNN said, we call on several radio stations often to do some local reporting. That doesn't mean we use them all to on the final reports. So that's how they're weaseling out of that one.
Well, they're weaseling out of it, but the truth is what we just heard those two ladies say going back and forth.
Right, I heard.
That's unbelievable. Well, it's not unbelievable. It's CNN. What can I tell you? Okay, so now, can Rudy Giuliani and the Trump legal team correct Robert Mueller's final report?
Sure. I mean, they can do whatever they want. That doesn't mean that the report doesn't stand on its own. It's kind of like writing a book. The book's published. And then, you know, you come back and say, well, here's a later correction. I mean, doesn't matter.
Okay. I want to keep it going here because we did talk last night about Syria. There was a report out there, and again, I'm going to read you the headline here because the headline is very misleading to say the least. It says, U.S. forces begin withdrawing from Syria.
Yeah, that's exactly. They have moved some equipment out. They haven't moved people. They may move people within the country, but they haven't moved people out.
So they've done what's called a lateral movement.
Okay.
Yeah, which is meaning you move from one base to another, but you don't go backwards, you go sideways. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
All right. And, of course, there's an outfit called the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. They talked about a convoy they saw yesterday with 10 armored vehicles and about a half dozen trucks that pulled out of Syria's northeastern town of Ramelium back into Iraq, and that was apparently they were moving whatever the equipment was that they had in there.
All right.
Well, that settles that because a lot of people have been asking about that. Now, the military is always up to the task for whatever we do and however we do it. We have got, obviously, equipment here, there, and everywhere. And the Air Force is accepting delivery from Boeing on this KC-46 aerial tanker, which is coming not certifiable as it is because of the radar, the remote vision system that the boomer, which is what they call him, the boom operator, the boomer could not properly use the boom and see what he was doing to be able to fuel a jet, which would make a very dangerous situation. Now, as a result, the Air Force is withholding as much as $28 million per plane from the final payment of each aircraft as a financial hook to ensure that Boeing makes the necessary improvements. And they just got delivery from three of these jets with 179 ordered. Now, the other thing that's come up is the current defense secretary, the acting defense secretary, was the former CEO of Boeing. And maybe there's a little, you know, left-hand, right-hand stuff going on here?
I wouldn't know. I would think of anything else that he would have, can go back to Boeing and say, you better get this right. But other than that, I don't know.
Okay.
There's no way for me to say that, you know, it's got any aspect, good or bad, on the matter of the tanker and Boeing.
Now, I got a question from one of our listeners, and let's see. Julie is asking me, did Mike Pompeo, with all the discussion that was set off that you talked about yesterday with some of our allies being upset, has that now calmed down?
Well, there was just some kind of, there was some kind of critique by a few of them. It has, I guess, calmed down. But the critique really was, what's the point of this? We know we have a new administration. We know that we're not dealing with the Obama administration anymore. So, you know, when speeches are made like that and, you know, some world leader, you know, whatever country it may be, gets their feathers ruffled, then a diplomatic team goes in there and starts to smooth it all over. I believe that Pompeo's speech needed to be said. But I think it had, in fact, already been said too. So, I don't know that if there was some kind of a clarification or if there was some other kind of implication when it came to the OPEC countries, because, you know, apparently there's still some, uneasiness about the U.S. relationship with the OPEC nations, because we are a very large oil producer ourselves now. So, I guess there may still be some fallout that's being, where these wrinkles are being ironed out.
Okay, well, that would make perfect sense. And, of course, we had a question in regards to our discussion about the state of emergency that the president could or could not declare, with some people saying that he can't. But, however, the law is very specific.
Let me say this. There's two things I want to say on this whole thing. And I think perhaps Trump's legal team, the White House legal counsel, may be missing something. And that is this. When you take an oath, the president has to uphold the law.
Uh-huh.
And in order to help the law, we are trying to stop the illegalness. And Pelosi and Schumer need to be doing the same thing.
Okay, well, that's about all we can say now because it's time to go, and I'll talk to you Monday morning. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. And I will be right back with our first military and veterans news segment. Got a lot of info for you there. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
News, insight, passion. AM 860, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerTampa.com. AM 860, The Answer.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at DoIHavePrediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Democrat Representative Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii says she will be formally announcing her candidacy within the week. The 37-year-old Iraq War veteran is the first Hindu elected to Congress. Gabbard was criticized in 2017 for traveling to Syria and meeting with President Bashar Assad. SpaceX laying off hundreds of workers in an effort to bank funds for future new huge projects.
The private space firm has seen a lot of success when it comes to launching government and commercial payloads into orbit, including this weekend's supply run to the International Space Station. But the company says some 600 workers are being let go, or 10% of the workforce, to make the company leaner for future projects. SpaceX, headed up by Elon Musk, estimates that it needs billions of dollars to build a spaceship that can bring astronauts to Mars, and a satellite system for global internet service. I'm Jackie Quinn.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
With everything you've done to lift up those around you during your military career, we're not going to let your money concerns get you down. We're the NFCC, and we've got your back on this one. As your financial advocate, we're dedicated to improving the financial health of all members of the military community. Whether your debt issues are related to student loans or housing, or involve credit cards, our goal is to help you to defend your financial future. NFCC-certified credit counselors have already made the difference for thousands of military members and their families. Let us make a difference for you and yours. Schedule a confidential financial review with an objective nonprofit NFCC financial counselor. Call us today at 877-404-6322. That's 877-404-6322. Or visit us at nfcc.org/military. You owe it to yourself. Get relief now.
What if I told you that a tornado was going to happen tomorrow, right where you live? That it would touch down at exactly 3:17 p.m. and I told you the exact path it would take. You would, of course, prepare. You would talk with your loved ones, and you'd make a plan today. It's true, I can't tell you a tornado will strike tomorrow, but shouldn't you have a plan anyway? Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Larry Elder.
40 more Democrats, many of them absolutely despise Donald Trump. Once you start calling somebody a Nazi and a racist and a fascist and saying that their policies are similar to those of Hitler, how do you compromise? Once you call the wall that the president campaigned for and on racist, how do you compromise?
Weeknights at 6 on AM 930, The Answer.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our first military and veterans news segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, National Aviation Academy's got two locations to better serve you, and they can help you out and get you out from under the doldrum of that go-nowhere, pay-nothing job. Listen to this.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals. If you're in a dead-end job, if you're going nowhere, no chance for the future, a pay raise or a promotion, or you've just come out of the military and you don't really know what you want to do, you got skills, don't know how to use them, or maybe you're graduating from high school, coming out of a Voltech school, you've already got some skills, you're not sure what you want to do, if you want to go to college, how you want to do whatever you want to do for the rest of your life. Well, I got a great idea for you to jumpstart your career and your paycheck. It's called the National Aviation Academy. Now, check out the National Aviation Academy. with two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, which is a suburb of Boston, and they're increasing that because of all the new students that are coming in up there. And the other is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in Tampa Bay, Florida, because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, there's a tremendous shortage for qualified aviation maintenance techs right now, a tremendous shortage. And you can go to work for anywhere from a major airline company who will be offering you a job to a contract freighter like a UPS or a FedEx, or maybe even go to work for the U.S. Mail Service. They have planes of their own, or some other government agency overseas, and make yourself anywhere from $50,000 to $150,000 and all the points in between. All depends on where you go and where you wind up and what you're doing. Now, check them out online. Check them out online. Because after that 14 months, you're going to have recruiters knocking at the door. They're going to be offering you jobs. They always do to the classes before they even get done, contingent to you getting your certifications in aviation maintenance tech. But check them out online, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. To find out more, because they will give you the answers to your future like nobody other. Again, 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080, and always remember to tell them the Captain sent you. National Aviation Academy is the place to go. National Aviation Academy. Well, today marks the third full week of the partial federal government shutdown, because Congress and the administration cannot reach an agreement over how much to spend on border protection. Now, the VFW National Commander, B.J. Lawrence, noted that the military is not affected by the current shutdown because their fiscal year 2019 spending was approved already. But as far as America's Fifth Service goes, the U.S. Coast Guard, who is not part of the DOD but part of the DHS, they are not being funded. And the rest of the Department of Homeland Security is not being funded. They're very much impacted by the shutdown. Now, our country needs this Congress and this White House to push through the rhetoric and take care of those who are on the front lines protecting our country. What the Coast Guard does, what the DHS does, what the Border Patrol does, what ICE does affect our lives daily, and gives the rest of us an opportunity to sleep easier at night. Nobody should ever take that for granted. Nobody. We need to get our borders back open again. We need to get the right people there checking them, people coming in, truckers, passenger people, whatever. We need to make sure that we do that, have enough people to do the job, because maybe, just maybe, we can slow this down a little bit more and bring things to a halt, to where that would really make life interesting for the Democrats. Mark my words, that's what they don't want. By the way, we're still talking about the Blue Water Navy Vietnam Veterans Bill. Remains a top priority. The VFW worked very hard and diligently with congressional leadership in the House and Senate to reintroduce and work towards quick passage this time around of the Blue Water Navy Vietnam Veterans Act of 2019. Now, this would restore benefits to the Blue Water Navy veterans and expand benefits for Korean DMZ and Thailand veterans who were exposed to Agent Orange. They've turned to the VFW Action Corps Weekly for updates to the important bill that's out there. And hopefully they'll do the right thing this time and stop playing politics with this stuff. By the way, in space, travel is going to open up to 100% disabled vets. A new charge contained in the 2019 defense bill now allows 100% disabled veterans to travel space aboard a properly equipped military and veterans news aircraft. Again, the disabled veterans must possess a Defense Department ID card and DD Form 2765, which is an order to fly not only in space, but to access military installations. Now, this week, the VFW president secured National Security and Foreign Affairs Division, plus the president, John Tolles, expressed interest in the Express Scripts MSO/VSO meeting in Washington, D.C. Don't know what's happened out of that. We haven't heard any reports whatsoever. I'm assuming not much. Not much, but we'll let you know. By the way, there were three Pearl Harbor sailors identified this week, all off from the USS Oklahoma. First one, Navy Chief Pharmacist Mate James T. Cheshire, stationed aboard the USS Oklahoma, died December 7, 1941. Navy Chief Warrant Officer John A. Austin, stationed aboard the USS Oklahoma, again, died December 7th, 1941. And one more name. We had the Navy Bugle Master, Second Class, Lionel Leskull, who also was stationed aboard the USS Oklahoma, who died December 7th, 1941. Now, these people are being identified by their DNA from their families, because their families consented to giving their DNA, and that's how we're linking them up here, which is about time under modern technology that we did something like that. About time. So I'm all in favor of that. Also, millions of Americans, both Republican and Democrat, voted in 2016 for President Donald Trump to reverse decades of failure by Washington and fix broken immigration systems. Have you noticed how hard the Democrats are scrambling around to try to make it look like they're doing something when they're really just sugarcoating the issue? Pardon the pun up there to the north, but they're just sugarcoating the issue to get more people to look and see what it is that's going on. I don't mind that, but let's stop the he said, she said stuff. Let's stop that. And maybe, just maybe, you'll be able to get something done. Now, on the other hand, if you can't do that, then you're still going to remain part of the problem. Think about that for a minute. Think about that. No more political games in the Senate or the House. No more games. It's time to come together and make a deal. It really is. And this is getting ridiculous, and people's patience can only last so long. Because when the money runs out, then life gets really miserable. Think about that for a minute. So, there you have that little moment. We'll call it a moment. How's that? Okay, when we come back, we're going to take a look at the Highway and Viber report again, our second one of the morning. Let you know if anything's changed. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back. Kathy, take it away.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Life is full of bittersweet transitions. It's difficult to know how these changes will impact us over time. For some people, difficult transitions like retirement, divorce, or loss of a loved one can hit harder than expected and may contribute to feelings of hopelessness or even thoughts of suicide. The risk of suicide is even higher for men over 50 who served our country. Guys like me. That's why support from friends and family makes such a big difference. Every day, your actions could help save a life. Together, we got this. Learn how you can help save a life at VeteransCrisisLine.net.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka explains the new Democrat Party.
This is not the Democrat Party.
of your parents or your grandparents, if you look at the quote-unquote bright new faces, Democrats of prior years, the likes of John F. Kennedy, for example, would not be allowed into this party.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Weeknights at 9, right before Kevin Jackson, midnight, on AM 930. The Answer.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you signed up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program that's been around for 25 years, and they have hundreds of thousands of members all across the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $1 billion of each other's medical bills. Best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money. Think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have a lot to offer? Well, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
Profile America. Saturday, January 12th. America's coffee culture used to feature very little variety. Average annual per capita consumption was high, reaching 46 gallons in 1946. But it mostly was a uniform roast. Such variety as existed was pretty much limited to ethnic restaurants and a scattering of hip coffee shops. No more. Even with American consumption down to around 23 gallons per capita, coffee has become a lifestyle choice. So, January is Coffee Gourmet International Month, continuing the trend toward varied flavors and preparations. About 87% of American coffee drinkers consume all or some of their three daily cups at home. But when away from home and not at work, there are about 19,500 coffee shops across the country serving the beverage. Profile America is in its 22nd year as a public service of the U.S. Census Bureau.
If you have a damaged windshield, keep your family safe with a premium quality replacement and a lifetime warranty from Auto Glass America. If you have comprehensive insurance, we'll buy back your old windshield for up to $100 cash on the spot, come to you with free mobile service, and install a new premium quality windshield, all at no cost to you. Be safe. Call today for fast claims processing. Remember, we turn your broken glass into cold hard cash. 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS.
Auto Glass America.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, hey ho, Captain, it's Melvin out here in my bass boat. Hey, you know, maybe you can help me with something. You know, I was out here fishing a little bit earlier, and you know, this girl comes pulling up next to me in a little Boston Whaler selling Vienna hot dogs. She was in a nice little beta suit and everything, but anyway, I got a couple of hot dogs from her, and she took off with my $20 and told me she'd bring my change back about 2 hours later. I ain't seen her. I can't explain that to my wife. You know, oh, looks like I got a nibble on a big one. I gotta let you go there, Captain. Have a good day.
Big wheel is rolling. Big wheel is rolling. Moving on. Big wheel is rolling. You gotta keep on going. Big wheel is rolling. Moving on. The pipeline is the lifeline to a nation, and men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, and doing what the best know how to do. Jamming years has got to be a fever, cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man and a steady hand to pull that low behind. Big wheels rolling, moving on.
Aaron Tippin. Moving on, remember Will and Sonny, the trucking days on television, one of the first trucking shows to come out before BJ and a Bear. Will and Sonny out there with that big old black KW, that big reefer, running coast to coast, border to border, $2 a mile, wherever they went. All right, let's get to the weather, the highways and byways out there for all you guys and gals out there. We do have a big, massive winter system in the central part of the country. It's pretty much confined between I-80 and I-64, the east-west highways. It's all the way from Colorado east to the water, the Chesapeake Bay right now, and into the mountains of North Carolina, where we currently have some freezing rain, not snow, but freezing rain, which is just making life miserable, especially going around those curves, headed up into Asheville or up I-77 towards Withville. Here's the story. A widespread winter storm is expected to impact portions of the Midwest to the Middle Atlantic states all weekend. Heavy snow, freezing rain will produce hazardous travel conditions as the storm system progresses into the Ohio-Tennessee Valley before giving way to a developing coastal low along North Carolina that'll pick up this system and take it up into the northeast and up into New England, and away it goes. But in the meantime, the onslaught of moisture will take aim also for California later in the weekend. We have another system off the coast of California that's going to come in and bring rain and snow to the mountains and just make life miserable out there. Now, not to be outdone, in the northwest you got a lot of fog tonight. Coeur d'Alene into western Montana, across I-90, all the way to Snoqualmie, you've got fog tonight, a lot of heavy, dense fog. Fog down through the central part of Washington State, down into Oregon. You've got some rain in northeastern Nevada along I-80. You've got right now in Wyoming some fog there. Certainly it looks like Cheyenne, and it looks like Sheridan, Wyoming, and it looks like over towards Rawlins, Wyoming, you've got some fog along I-80. Now, the snow starts out in Colorado tonight. There's a winter storm warning out on the plains east of Denver, I-70. It goes all across I-70, all the way to Maryland on the east coast, where I-70 ends in Baltimore. So be prepared. Be prepared. Now, I-80, you got snow in parts of Iowa, parts of Illinois, parts of Indiana, the western part of Ohio, before the snow and freezing rain drops on down and pretty much follows I-70 across I-76. You'll have portions of that in Pennsylvania. That'll be inundated with weather, freezing rain first, snow later. And also, as I said, the mountains of North Carolina right now and Virginia, you're getting snow in Virginia headed up towards Withville, up into West Virginia, and you're getting freezing rain in North Carolina, Asheville, over to Chattanooga, and I-85 up all the way to Richmond. You're getting freezing rain and then snow as you get into Virginia, and lots of snow. Now, that takes care pretty much of the bad weather we've got tonight, except for one other area in the central highlands, southwestern part of Texas, where you got a lot of fog tonight, a lot of fog on the ground, heavy fog. And also up in Newfoundland and the coast of Maine, you've got the remnants of that storm that went sailing up that way, which is creating a lot of rough seas and currents there along the Atlantic Ocean, so it's not making life very easy for anybody there. Okay, now, Moss Nissan, which is also Moss Wholesale to the Public, which is now Moss Family Automotive, in Newport Richie, Crystal River, with the Nissan dealerships, and Homosassa Springs with the Moss Family Automotive store. You serve, you save. Basic rule of thumb, you serve, you save. They sell cars, they sell trucks to people all across the United States. Now, I'm currently driving a brand new Moss Nissan Titan with that 5.9 liter 390 horsepower engine. It's white, ivory white with metal flake, and it's a 4x4. Now, this is the first 4x4 I've had, so I'm going to be interested in seeing what I could do. So far in two-wheel drive, I've not had it in four-wheel. So far in two-wheel drive, I am getting my normal good mileage. I've had a couple of long mileage trips of 22.5 and 23.5 miles, but I've also been able to average 18 to 18.5 miles driving at normal city speeds, 40, 45, 50, 55 miles an hour on some of the highways I've been on. Haven't had to dog it down yet, but if I do, I'll let you know what happens. But right now, overall, all the miles traveled with that truck, it's getting 18.1 miles per gallon, which isn't bad for a big 390 horsepower V8, which I keep my foot out of, and I let the crews do the driving for me. But the last truck I had was good. I hope the person that bought it enjoys it. He was loaded, had all the bells, all the whistles, so does this one. And as I said, it's a 4x4. It's not jacked up in the air. Standard size 4x4, and again, it's got that great ride to it, and looking forward to putting a few more miles on this one. Had 3,300 miles that I put on the other truck before they sold it. So there you go. But you can check out Moss Family Automotive. Google them. MossCars.com is one of the websites, MossCars.com. Give them a call, 727-815-3095. That's 727-815-3095. And then don't forget Moss Family Chevrolet right here in Tampa, where the same thing applies. You serve, you save. They've sold vehicles to people from as far west as Arizona, as far north as up into Canada, north, South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, Ontario, Quebec, New England, and all points in between. All points in between on down to Florida. You can save thousands of dollars with the You Serve, You Save program. Thousands of dollars. Because Moss takes care of their veterans and they take care of their first responders. And let's see if I got Dave here for a minute. Okay, let's listen to this. I think I got Dave Jr. And let's listen to what he says.
Moss Family Automotive is the proud sponsor of the Captain's America Third Watch Studio. This is David Moss Jr. We love our veterans, and they receive preferred pricing at any Moss Family Automotive location, including Moss Nissan and now Moss Family Chevrolet.
There you go. Says it all. They're the real deal, folks. The real deal. No games there. They tell you what they're going to do, they do it. And I'm proud and honored to be associated with them. Okay. When we come back, Mr. Ron Edwards, theronedwards.com, and the Edwards Notebook guy will be with us. Yeah, we got an Edwards Notebook to play at the end of the segment, so don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930, The Answer.
This is Chris Markowski, your watchdog on Wall Street, and this is your watchdog on Wall Street Money Minute. Again, this is the danger of technology. This is, again, it's frightening. A Seattle television station, Seattle Fox television station, was caught doing what is known as a deepfake. That's what they're calling it. Deepfake video of President Trump during his national address. They turned his color of his face to like Oompa Loompa orange proportions. And they also manipulated him to show him sticking his tongue out at viewers. I want to explain to everybody how scary this is. This was done in real time. They actually were able to